labor disruption would make its already serious financial predicament worse as a competitive parcel delivery market has increasingly challenged Canada Post in the wake of the COVID pandemic. And the City of Vancouver is requesting public input on 17 areas around town it has identified as future villages. As part of the Vancouver plan, villages are defined as areas with existing retail clusters that can evolve. The goal is for these future villages to grow into vibrant, lively, and connected neighborhoods, the city says. Villages will enable missing middle housing up to six stories and new opportunities for shops and services, all within a short walk, bike, or roll. The plan is for villages to be within a five-minute walk from key intersections. The city is asking us to read about the plans and even take a survey by early January. Lots more information at shapeourcity.ca. Make that shapeyourcity.ca. It's early. shapeyourcity.ca. In sports, the coach had to apologize to the fans. Bit of a stinker. The Vancouver Canucks lost last night to the New York Islanders. They host Connor Bedard and the Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow. There are five NHL games tonight. Winnipeg's Brady Oliveira is the Canada's most outstanding player and most outstanding Canadian. He took both awards last night at the CFL Awards here in Vancouver. Mr. Oliveira and his Blue Bombers getting ready to take on the Toronto Argonauts. Kickoff 3:00 Sunday afternoon in front of 50,000 fans at BC Place. And yes, a lot of boxing fans and curious onlookers getting ready for the big fight on Netflix tonight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Tyson hasn't had a fight in 20 years. He's also 31 years older than Jake Paul. And yet, the odds makers have him favored to win. Either way, both fighters are going to do well. Jake Paul is scheduled to make $40 million. Mike Tyson, a paltry $20 million. Vancouver weather, a mix of sun and cloud today, a high of 8. Some clouds will roll back in tonight, producing a bit of drizzle overnight. Chance of drizzle throughout the day tomorrow as well, with a high of 6. Sunday, Grey Cup day, clouds and showers, and warmer with a high of 10. Right now, clear skies and a beautiful moon. If you have a chance, check it out. It's absolutely gorgeous, although technically the full moon isn't actually until tonight. It is 5 degrees in downtown Vancouver.
Dream. 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Read it in the Bible, you saw it in a storybook. Remember from the kindergarten, you had it in your first crush. You had it with your lost love. You had it when your heart broke. You saw it in a baby's smile. You saw it in your mother crying silver teardrops. Hey, that stuff was invisible. And I said, hey, I thought that stuff was invisible. You felt it in a heartbeat. You heard it in a sermon. You felt it at the racetrack. You saw it in the church going people. You heard it on the radio. Behind the iron curtain, you felt it in a royal flush. You even had the damnedest dreams about it. Hey, I thought that stuff was invisible. And I said, hey, I thought that stuff was invisible. How I know what I'm feeling. I got nothing to compare it to, but this I know I need healing. Yes, I need healing. Yes, I need healing. Read it in the Bible, you saw it in a storybook. Remember from the kindergarten, you had it in your first crush. You had it with your lost love. You had it when your heart broke. You saw it in a baby's smile. You saw it in your mother crying silver teardrops.
Hey, hey, thought that stuff was invisible. Hey, I thought that stuff was invisible. And I don't know if it's really true. How I know what I'm feeling. I got nothing to compare it to. This I know I need healing. Yes, I need healing. Yes, I need healing.
Three, Burton Cummings and Invisible, and a big surprise hit song from Marshmallow Pink and Sting from last summer with Dreaming. Good morning. It is 6:08. It's a beautiful Friday morning. A nice day in store for us all. It's Sterling in for Tara Jean, who's taking a nice long Grey Cup weekend. She'll be back next Tuesday, and good for her. And speaking of Grey Cup weekend, of course, it's Grey Cup Festival, and it has been going on for a couple of days now. Two zip lines set up outside the Vancouver Convention Center, along with immersive football experiences, live performances, cultural displays, legendary parties, and a whole lot more. Down around Canada Place is where all of the activities are, mostly. And there's some street closures because of that. Organizers expect to welcome more than 500,000 fans from across the country before the big game on Sunday afternoon between the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Toronto Argonauts. And for that, they're expecting 50,000 more fans to be at BC Place. Lots of fun this weekend. Lots of people in from all over the country. And lots more info, too, if you want to jump in on some of the fun and some of the action. It's at greycupfestival.ca.
The Gingerbread Men return with another holiday cabaret.
Holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
These crooners are ready to show you a holly jolly good time, featuring their signature banter and buttery smooth vocals. Don't miss the Gingerbread Men, another holiday cabaret presented by the Arts Club Theater Company, December 5th to 22nd at the Newmont on stage at the BMO Theater Center. For tickets, visit artsclub.com.
Well, we haven't heard any stories of horses in hotels yet, but that's inevitable. The Calgary crowd is here as part of the delegation in the Grey Cup Fund. And, of course, Calgarians, with Stampede, many, many years of that under their belts, like to do pancake breakfasts. And there's another one this morning right down there at Canada Place Way, right down by the Five Sails. If you're in that area, stop by and grab a flapjack, courtesy of the fine folks from Calgary. It is 6:11. Here's Taylor Dane. Love will lead you back. Friday morning on the way.
Saying goodbye is never an easy thing, but you never said you'd stay forever. So if you must go, darling, I'll set you free. But I know in time we'll be together. I'll try to stay.
Thank you.
mountains, meet the melodies. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Vancouver's coolest vibe, that is Huge Groove on Wave 98.3 with a song called Rewind, and also Love Will Lead You Back from Taylor Dayne. Good morning, it is 6:20, full moon and 5 degrees over Metro Vancouver. It's Sterling in for Tara Jean, who will be back with you on Tuesday. We were talking earlier about the Grey Cup Festival. Of course, it's Grey Cup weekend, and the festival's been going on for a few days. Well, just west of the festival, in fact, right next door at Jackpool Plaza on the waterfront, the Vancouver Christmas Christmas market is also underway. Effective Wednesday, the doors are open. This year, more than 90 vendors are back. This year in artisan huts arranged around Vancouver's only Christmas pyramid. Something you just sort of have to see. The European-style Christmas market also offers food, drinks, all that mulled wine, always a perennial favorite, live entertainment, and lots more. It is a paying proposition. It'll cost you $20 to get in. Kids 6 and under get in free. The market is open daily right through Christmas Eve, but hours vary. And so if you want to check it out, make sure that it'll be open when you want to go. It's all at VancouverChristmasMarket.com. Music from Dionne Warwick and the Spinners and memories from the 70s. If you can indeed remember back that far. It is Then Came You. Wave 98.3.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Wave 98.3 with Maurice Gordon and a tune called Just Do It, for goodness sake. It's 6:29 Sterling for TJ on this Friday morning. One traffic issue so far. There's a four-car accident, Highway 1 westbound, that is coming into the city at Brunette. And their crews are attempting to get onto the scene. Not quite there yet. They will be, however, very soon. The problem is, of course, because it's inbound, the backup goes all the way back through Coquitlam and across the Port Man Bridge. So if you're heading out of Surrey, for example, into town and wondering what the delay is, it's a fair bit ahead of you. It's a four-vehicle accident up at Brunette that's slowing things down. Otherwise, we're looking at morning volume and no other problems that we're aware of, but we'll certainly keep an eye on things for you. At 6:30... here's what's making waves around Vancouver. The RCMP will begin its rollout of body cameras for RCMP officers across the country next week, they say. It expects deployment of more than 10,000 cameras to be finished in the next 12 to 18 months. Mounties say the cameras serve as an objective record of how officers interact with the community. Officers will wear the cameras on their chests, and the cameras will flash red lights to indicate their recording. The RCMP says the cameras won't be worn for surveillance or for 24-hour recordings, and they also won't be used in settings with a high expectation of privacy, such as washrooms or hospitals, or during body cavity or strip searches. And the length some people will go for an insurance payout. Four California men have been arrested in connection with an insurance scam after they allegedly dressed up in a bear costume and damaged several high-end cars. Officials say the four guys tried to claim a bear had entered and damaged a 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost in January of this year when it was parked outside a resort. The group shared a video with an insurance company saying that showed the so-called bear breaking into the car, which was a big mistake and eventually got them into trouble with the cops, who decided to take a second look. And then comes this. Upon further scrutiny of the video, the investigation determined the bear was actually a person in a bear costume. That's my official cop voice. The group allegedly tried to pull the fur over two insurance companies' eyes on two more claims involving a couple more high-end cars, Mercedes in this case, again with someone in a bear suit. After executing a search warrant, detectives found the bear costume in the suspect's home, complete with a bear head, a full fur suit, paws, and metal hand tools designed to simulate claws. The four men have been charged with insurance fraud and conspiracy. In sports last night, not a good one for the Canucks and their paying fans, and the coach said so after the game as we lost to Patrick Waugh and the New York Islanders. They will host the Chicago Blackhawks, and apparently Connor Bedard, the prodigy from North Vancouver, is going to actually lose money on the game tomorrow night. Half of North Vancouver apparently says they know Connor and have tapped him for some tickets, so he'll be spending a few bucks making sure his family and friends are looked after tomorrow night at Rogers Arena. There are five NHL games on tap tonight. There's also a big fight on Netflix featuring 58-year-old Mike Tyson and 31 years his junior, Jake Paul. Jake's going to make $40 million. Tyson's going to make $20 million. It's on Netflix, it's his first fight, Tyson's first fight in 20 years, yet the odds makers seem to be favoring Iron Mike. And last night at the CFL Awards, the Beast from the Bombers, Brady Oliveira, won Most Outstanding Player and Most Outstanding Canadian, deservedly so. He's going to be a handful for the Toronto Argonauts. That game, of course, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at BC Place in front of at least 50,000 fans. Wave weather, a mix of sun and cloud today with a high about 7 or 8. And clouds will return this evening and deliver some drizzle as well, because tomorrow morning we're looking at a chance of drizzle in the morning and then rain throughout the day with a high of 6. On Grey Cup Sunday, clouds with a chance of showers, a strong chance of showers, and a high of 10. Right now it's nice and dry. There's still a full moon in the sky. It's absolutely stunning, although officially the weather office says the full moon will happen tonight. Downtown, 5 degrees. Vancouver's coolest vibe, Wave 98.3.
let me know you made it home. Don't want nothing to be wrong with part-time lover. If she's with me, I'll blink the lights to let you know tonight's the night for me and you, my part-time lover.
Clock gun in Stanley Park. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
93. That is Nick Colione and a tune called Uncle Nick. And you get the feeling he wrote that song after his status in life changed and the family member made him an uncle. Also part-time lover Stevie Wonder in there as well. It's 6:42. It's Sterling for Tara Jean on a 5-degree dry Friday morning on Grey Cup weekend. One problem in traffic, and it's a big one this morning. An accident highway when westbound at Brunette has the left and middle lanes blocked. Delays stretching right back through Coquitlam to the other side of the Portman Bridge. So if you're, for example, in North Surrey, heading into town and wondering what all the problem is, perhaps you should look at an alternate route. Might save you some time this morning. Crews are on scene now, but it's going to take a while.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave. What do I mean by endless? Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds? Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
It is 6:43. Good morning. It's a nice day. It's dry. That's always a great way to start a day, especially for the morning rush hour. The forecast for the day with a cooler high of 8 degrees, calling for a mix of sun and cloud. Yesterday turned out just fine. Hopefully more of same on the way today. A light breeze as well. Tonight the clouds will roll back in, and it's unfortunate because tonight is supposed to be the official full moon, and it's beautiful. It's still in the sky, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. So tonight a few clouds and some drizzle overnight as well, perhaps even some fog patches, and down to 2. Tomorrow, morning drizzle, afternoon rain, a high of 6, and a little warmer on Grey Cup Sunday with a high of 10, and clouds with a chance of showers is the official forecast. And I guess it has to be. It's probably in the Constitution. If the country is watching the West Coast and the city of Vancouver particularly, any time of the year, it has to be raining so everybody goes, aha, it's Vancouver, of course it's raining. And why would we want to disappoint the entire country? So, here you go. That's a roundabout way for saying it's going to be a crummy day, isn't it? 6:44, Backman Turner Overdrive. And Blue Collar, 98.3.
Walk your street, and I walk mine. And should we meet, would you spare me some time? 'Cause you should see my world, meet my kind, before you judge our minds. Blue collar,
keep that beat. And I keep time. Your restless face is no longer mine. I rest my feet while the world's in heat, and I wish that you could do the same.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. Wave 98.3.
All aboard.
Train coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith when you hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key when the doors are open. So lay down your burden and just get on board.
All aboard. No room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances are fewer. Cause there ain't no hiding from the kingdom. Get on board. There's a train a-coming. You just climb on board.
Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock at Sterling in for Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves. British Columbia's chief veterinarian has told clinics that treat wild birds they must establish protocols to prevent the spread of avian flu, warning of the risk of human exposure to the illness. Dr. Teresa Burns says in a letter to vets last week that reporting of sick and dead wild birds across the province has increased recently, and clinics handling wild birds must have safety procedures in place and ensure staff are trained and equipped with proper protection. Days after Burns issued her letter, BC health authorities announced the first case of human bird flu infection acquired in Canada with a teenage patient in critical conditions. Dr. Burns says sick birds should be isolated from people and animals, and that anyone interacting with them should wear protective gear, including gowns, gloves, and eye protection. Last weekend, BC announced its first human case of H5N1. The teenage patient, who's in hospital in critical condition, has no connection to farms, and authorities are currently trying to determine how that person got sick. The rate at which Canadian rental prices are increasing should slow in coming years as the government's plan to cut back immigration numbers takes hold. This according to a new report from Desjardins, which says our outlook is for a slowdown in the pace of rent inflation over the next few years, in line with a rising unemployment rate and weaker population growth. Rents have been rising fast, and rent inflation is much higher than increases in the price of owned homes. Inflation of rental accommodation was at 8.3% in the third quarter of this year. That's the fastest pace since the early 1980s. Lowering the number of newcomers should halt or possibly even reverse Canada's population growth, slowing demand for rental accommodation, says this report. But while Desjardins expects rent inflation to slow, it said there is uncertainty around how the federal government will implement its new immigration policies. If the population slows faster than anticipated, the demand for rental accommodation will slow and price pressures will ease, it said. On the other hand, higher than anticipated population growth that are more in line with the Bank of Canada's recent outlook would put more sustained pressure on rent prices. In sports,